So like I said before, every year God gives me a word or phrase, and this year the Lord gave me a word, cover me. I was just going to put up a picture. Now there's two kind of cover me's. Which cover me do you think I mean? The first one or the second one? The soldier or the blanket? Who thinks it's a blanket? Who thinks it's a soldier? You can put your hand up. Which one? One or two? The soldier. Yeah, cover me. And my title, go to the next one, is Cover Me, I'm Reloading. Definition for cover me in a military world. Who's, I know some of you guys might have heard of Call of Duty, the film, yeah? Because cover me, I'm reloading. Cover me in the military means when I'm under fire or suppressed fire because the enemy has forced me down and pushing me back, start shooting in that direction because I'm out of ammo. Which means I'm not dead right now, but I've run out of ammo. There's an enemy coming and I need to reload. And if you don't cover me, I may not make it. When the Lord gave me this word, I was like, that's me. Lord, cover me. I'm reloading. It's shooting every direction. I'm not dead, but if I'm not covered, Lord, I might not make it. If I get emotional, just bear with me. This is sort of personal to me. Even though we are pushing through whatever we may be going through in this walk, we need people who know how to cover us because we're reloading. I'm going through a personal difficult time. I'm in a lot of pain. Cover me. I'm reloading. Mine is low in this time of recession, even time. Cover me. I'm reloading. I'm mourning loss. Family, my mum, friends, job, you name it, cover me. I am reloading. Sometimes life gets crazy. It shakes us up, it settles, unsettles us, but cover me. Guess what? I am reloading in the name of Jesus. Reloading looks like this. You going before God, and I did this, asking God, why has this happened, and help me. And the Lord gave me a scripture in Psalm 17, verse 8 and 9. It says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings from the wicked who oppress me, from deadly enemies who surround me. And that is what God's doing, is covering us. And this morning, I wrote this bit. A film came back to me of Will Smith and his son called After Earth. And they landed on Earth. And it's desolate and there's a lot of danger. And there's an eagle which was flying over, chasing the Jaden. He thought it was after him, but it was like protecting him. And it got so cold that his body started to freeze and he fainted. But he felt, you know, you're subconscious, but he felt something dragging him. And it was the eagle dragging him to safety and surrounding him. And when he woke up, he was under the shadow of the eagle. The eagle had died, but it rescued him. And it reminded me that even though we may be going through dark times, God drags us to safety, and he showed us with his wings and protects us from the dangers which we may not can see. And so it's living under the shadow of the Almighty's wings. We find security, we find rest, we find peace, we find hope. And that's God reminded me that living under that shadow, whatever obstacles may come or press me, under the shadows of the wind, he hides me because I am the apple of his eye. And I thank God for that. Covering may need, you need a break, which I did from work. 3 months, I didn't realise it was 3 months. I went back last week. I need to walk. I did lots of walks, talk it out with people. And I need time away from just to gather my thoughts of why I was going through what I was going through. Thank you for your prayers for me going back to work. It was hard. The children crushed my ribs from the hugs they gave me because they thought I'd left, but they were so glad to see me. And it was just getting back into that routine of going through the stages of grief of normality. But even though I'm going through it, I'm still reloading, and still need your covers in prayer. Amen. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And I just encourage you to pray for each other, pray for your families, and pray for yourselves, because we all need that covering. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As we know, the devil is furious at the moment because his time is short. We're in the last days. As you can see, there's a lot of disasters and things are happening in the world. But despite that, God said in his word in Psalm 91, verse 4, he will cover you and he will with his feathers, and under his wings you can take refuge. And in Psalm 51, verse 7 as well, have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. Again, it's that security goes off on us under the shadow of his wings, his covering. I'm going to give you two examples of Christ, our covering, in the Bible. In Exodus 12, verse 21 to 27, this is when Moses was taking the children out of Egypt, and the 10 plagues of Egypt came, and one was when they had to cover their doorstep with blood. Do you remember that? If you've seen the film, some children might have seen the film, or you might have heard, it's called the Passover protection. And as long as they had that blood stain, they were safe, and the spirit of darkness will came but didn't touch those houses. Today, Christ is our Passover, and he's by him dying, his blood shed was shed, and we have safe and security in him. Another example was Rahab, when the harlot was in Jericho and they were going to destroy that city, and she put she would only be safe if she hand the red cord out of her window. So when they came to destroy, her family was safe. In both of these stories, there is a significant connection, which I found really quite profound, was that it's about positioning. If those people were not positioned in that house when the blood was over there, they went outside, they weren't saved. If the people in Rahab's were not in there, or she wasn't in that house at that time, she would not be safe. So we have to make sure that when we are positioned in God, we are under his covering. If we're anywhere else apart from under his covering, we're not safe. And even with Noah, people had to be in that ark to be safe from the flood. And if they weren't in that ark, they were not safe. And God said, look, if I tell you to be somewhere. It's for a reason, because you're not there. You're not covered in what he's told us to be. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'd like to give this analogy. You can have the most high-tech umbrella, but it's useless unless you position it over you, because you're not under no covering, okay? And Jesus is our umbrella, but we've got to put him over us in the name of Jesus. Otherwise, we're not protected. Connecting to God's covering system. I'm going to give you examples. Convertible cars with the sun roof down that way. Convertibles are that way, aren't they? The top down, the sun shining. But then, all of a sudden, drops of rain starts to come down. What's going to happen? The convertible is going to automatically go up. Spiritual covering works the same way. Scripture reveals that while God's protection is present and available in Christ, it carries us through to delivery system. And there's two delivery systems. Prayer is our delivery system. Once we pray and intercede, that protects us. And that's why I say to us, pray for each other. We pray for each other. We pray for circumstances. We pray for our families. And that's our covering praying system. It says Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. God creates a hedge of protection around us. And even Job which I, when I read this, was like, he got up in the morning and prayed for his sons, even though, because it may that they may have sinned. He doesn't know if they've sinned, but he made sure that he did that regularly, that he prayed for his family, just in case they sinned, that they were covered in prayer. Which I thought, Lord, why would he do that? They're not under the same house, but they're part of the family. And family, like we've been saying for the last couple, is important to God. So we need to cover our family. Because even Satan says, does Job fear God not for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, around him in every side? Because he covered his family in prayer, there was a hedge of protection around them. They might not be in the same household, but there was a hedge of protection because he covered him and he sealed the gaps so the enemy cannot come in and gain access. So that's what we should be doing, covering our family, covering every situation in prayer so that the hedge of protection is around us in the name of Jesus. With the covering system of prayer in place, we can move forward knowing that God is on our side, knowing that we are covered by him. We will get attacks, but God is with us in the name of Jesus. Our next covering I want to talk about is divine relationships. In Isaiah 4, verse 5 to 6, Isaiah prophesied that the Lord would create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assembles a cloud of smoke by day and a shining flame by night. For over all the glory there will be a covering for shade in the day, for the heat, and for a place of refuge and a shelter from the storms of rain. The covering for every dwelling place seeks the home and the family. The covering over every symbol is talking about the church. God's covering is released to us when we're in the right connection in our families, as a husband, wife and children, and in the church. So we have to have right relationship, right connections. We are joint in one body in the church. We've got a leg, we've got an arm, we've got limbs. We work together in harmony in the body of Christ. And God looks at that and he wants us to be in unity. He wants us to be in love. He wants to be in one accord. And he wants us to stir up love amongst us in our assembly, stir up love in our families. That once that love is there in the church and in our families, that it can be modelled by our children. So they can, again, create that love of unity and love in the family. So they know how to be under the covering of Jesus in prayer in every circumstance of their lives. Right relationships in our family, right relationship with God, and right relationships with our fellow believers is what God is seeking us to do, to be under that covering for him to cover us. And as I come to a close, because it's not really a preacher, it's more encouragement, I want you to just think about relationships. I want you to think about your families and about what attacks may be coming against you. And I want you to pray into that and ask God to help you to put a hedge of protection around. So any gaps that may be there in the hedges, that they can be blocked up in the name of Jesus. We need to strive to have unity, love and respect in order, knowing that Christ has shed his blood for us all. We need to position ourselves in the right positioning, not to be outside the will of God, not to be outside of his umbrella, not to be outside of his window of blessing, so that he, when he says, be under his blessing, be under that blessing, so you can get the fullness of his protection. Let his precious blood anoint our doorsteps of his life, of our lives, and the red cord that hangs of his love protects us in our daily battles. That's what he wants, the doors of our lives to be shed with his blood. There is real safety in our God. There are threats out there, but we can rest assured that under God's covering, we have protection as long as we are positioned in him in the right place. The next time you are caught in a storm or you sense the attack of the enemy, settle in your heart the things will be okay. You may say, cover me, Lord, I'm reloading. Cover me in prayer, my fellow brothers and sisters, I'm reloading. But just remember that God is your ultimate cover in the name of Jesus. In the praise and worship, I was thinking that song, where do I go when I'm feeling down? Where do I go when when the friends are not around? I go to the lifter of my head, Jesus, my Saviour, Lord and friend. He's the first protocol in everything. Because people are not going to be around. People may be at work because people are at work with me. So who do I go to? I went to my Lord. And he covered me while I was reloading. He restored my ammunition of my spirit, of my soul. And if he could do it for me, he could do it for you. Your ammo might be low right now. But Lord said he's going to cover you under the shadow of his wings while you're reloading. And as we take communion today, I want you to search your hearts for anything that may hinder you from going forward in Christ. If you are reloading, say, Lord, you're reloading. Be honest with him. Come before him and lay it at his feet, because he wants you to cover you under the shadow of his wings. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now. And Lord, you are our protector. You are our shield. You are our strength. You are our comforter. And Lord Jesus, I pray for every single person here, my family, Lord God, my church family. Whatever, Lord, I may not know, but you know what everything they may be going through. And I pray, Lord, that you cover them because they're reloading. Lord, you be their shield. You be their rock. Lord, you be the person that they, your first protocol that they go to. And Lord, as they come to you, and Lord, you protect them. Lord, you whatever fiery darts may come with their way, we know that you're going to protect them, Lord, because, Lord, you're with them. And I pray that, Lord, your covering will be at the shadow of they find security, they find love, they find peace, they find fresh ammo, Lord God, which you will provide in their spirit so they can go forth and fight the battles, knowing that, Lord, they're not alone because you're covering them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that, Lord, they'll be in the right place with you as you cover them. I pray they'll not be wandering from here to here, but covering and position them in the place that you can restore, that you can renew, that you can rebuild. And Lord, as they're in that position, Lord God, that Lord, they'll find strength in you. And I thank you, Lord God, that Lord, you're in the God of restoring, you're in the God of renewing, and you're in the God of rebuilding, Lord God, as we call upon you. And I thank you in the name of Jesus for your covering, in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 So as we come to communion, thinking about his blood, if you can get your little things. For I have received of the Lord that which I have delivered for you, that Jesus, the same night he was being betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it, and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your body which is broken for me, and that your blood that covers us, let your precious blood anoint the doorsteps of my life, our heart lives, and your red cord of your love protect us from all our battles. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to take the bread. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. In the name of Jesus, amen. I just want you to be encouraged that whatever you may go through, that you are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And sometimes when you get to that point where you can't go on, just say to the Lord, cover me, I'm reloading, and he will be there. If you need prayer, just come forward and we as elders and pastors will pray for you. I just want to thank you for hearing this word, and I hope it encouraged you. Anybody want prayer? Amen. Anybody got a testimony? I gave you my testimony.